It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Silver and gold, all right, quit talking about your stupid headphones so we can do this podcast.
Plug it in, we can plug it all in together.
Johnny, are you doing this or you gotta go?
I kind of got to pee, so can we make this quick?
Yeah, we'll make it quick, because Hunter's obviously been here way too long. I don't want to pay him anymore. We didn't do a podcast yesterday because you were out. So today, we figure, why don't we do a little NFL chit-chat? Yep. And obviously, the big news. Well, let's talk about some other games this past weekend. Johnny, the Bears were off. I know you're a Bears fan.
Yeah, I didn't watch any games
over the weekend. None.
I've been working on my house.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was sad.
Working man.
All right, that's going to wrap up the podcast.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Patriots won on Thursday night, right?
Yes.
Chiefs lost. That was a big one for people. They lost to the Texans. Did you guys see, real quick, did you watch any of the Washington-Miami game?
Nope.
Two 0-5 teams. Well, yeah. Miami's 0-4. Now they're 0-5. Washington is 1-5 now.
Did they call it the number one pick bowl?
Dude, pretty much. At this point, and what the Dolphins did at the end might be them just saying, you know what?
We're gonna
go for broke. So here's what happens.
What happened, yeah.
It was just a guttural, just back and forth, bad plays, whatever.
It was like a rocket football game.
Eventually, Rosen, they take him out, put Fitzpatrick in.
Okay.
So Fitzmagic gets put back in, right?
Yeah.
He brings the Dolphins down. They score. End of the game, right? Mm-hmm. End of the game. There's time for one kickoff, maybe. So they score. Instead of kicking the field goal to tie it up and possibly put it in overtime, they go for two. Throw a horrible screen pass that gets shut down. Dolphins lose. Instead of tying the game and giving themselves a chance in overtime, they're like, no, we're either going to win it or we're done.
Here's the thing. It's 50-50 on that. If they do make it, you're a hero.
Yeah, that's right. True. You know?
Yeah, that's my thing. Were they trying to actually win the game, or were they thinking, yeah, this will make it look like we're trying to win the game, but we're definitely tanking.
But the thing is, they could have kicked a field goal and actually gave themselves a shot at least.
So there's some strategy to that. If you think the next team is going to win a coin toss and potentially they're on fire,
but a coin toss is 50-50. I mean, you're basing on possibly, like, I get it. Okay, it's 2-point conversion. You think it'd be easy. It's really not. Mm-hmm. It is not an easy play to do.
No.
But, you know, you do, if you're an NFL team, you're like, okay, we got to put this ball in. What, 5 yards? Yeah. Here
and
we go.
And it seems easy to defend, too, because you're like, okay, well, we're all right here.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no distance we need to back
like
up.
Like Hunter always says, the 12th man, that goal line, it's or the back of the end zone.
Yeah, right. Your 12th man.
It's one of those things that it's tough. I get it. It's tougher than it looks.
And they ran a screen pass?
They ran, dude.
Hey,
it was fucking horrible. It was
so
just the worst.
They start on like the three. Do they start?
I think it's
the three.
Or
did they move the 2-point conversion back too?
I think it's a three. Actually, now that I think about it.
So you then put yourself about 10 yards away from the end zone by doing a screen pass.
It was one of those quick, we're going to dump it off real quick. It was just awful.
I think play action's your go-to in that situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
you get the one guy diving over, you get some guys that jump on it, and then you just swing around.
That was kind of the big one. And then obviously, too, the Vikings. Stephon Diggs, 4 touchdowns?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
He scored me 55 points. Yeah. On my fantasy team.
On my bench.
Oh, no!
Oh.
But to be fair, though, Stephon Diggs hasn't done
No, he hasn't
all,
done anything.
All
he had a good week last week.
Thielen had a good week last
week.
No,
he did have, he still had like 100 yards.
Did he? Okay.
But he had no touchdowns. But then all of a sudden we're like, and he's been talking about wanting to get traded.
Of course. Like everyone does in the NFL. All these players, you want to get traded. Shut up and play football.
I'm sure he's not talking about it now after scoring all
it's
that.
It's a little bit of loyalty.
Because it was lack of confidence in Kirk Cousins, which we've said before.
No, what it was, he wasn't getting the ball enough, but he wasn't performing, so shut up.
Right.
Not you. Stephon Diggs.
I know.
You keep talking, Johnny.
I don't want to talk about the fact that he was on my bench. Because here's the thing. So I didn't watch any games, but I usually check my fantasy football. And I get this notification, the man. And I'm like,
now
oh,
we
got to
pay the NFL for that, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. ESPN. But I get this notification that said, Stephon Diggs is going off right now. And I'm like, nice. Oh, crap.
I click on it,
and of course, he's sitting
even
on my
even your computer in your fantasy football is talking trash to you.
You blew it.
So and even Jocelyn said, she's like, man, you've been playing fantasy football for a long time and you are horrible at it. But speaking of having a bad record, before we talk about I know the game that you guys do want to talk about, when you are two teams like the you said Dolphins, Redskins?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you are two teams that are absolutely awful. Do you just try at this point, not even really halfway through the season, do you just try to just pretty much tank it for the rest of the season so that you can get the number one pick?
It's hard for me to accept the fact that a group of men that are competitors would be willing to do that for one good pick. Because when you think about it, yeah, we get the first pick, and you get a guy, but
how's that working out for Cleveland Browns?
Exactly.
Is there an incentive to change that? Is there bonuses, like, per game? Like, if you do something, blah, you get this. Is there such thing as that?
I mean, not really.
Because they should put in something in place for that.
Here's the thing. Let's just say if we had ratings here on the show, right. And it's like, you know what? If our ratings go down, we get a new cast member that's supposed to be great. Mm-hmm. So we just start doing worse and worse. That's right. That's why Johnny's here. But you know what I mean? So then you and I just can then not. It's you're not doing your job.
Just go through the motions. You're and just wait for
that
old boy.
That bothers me.
And then on the other side of that second part of this with the two bad teams, if you are like one of the good players on that team,
yep.
That like just started his career, maybe he's got a lot of talent, because there's always talent on these players,
yeah.
On these teams.
Mm-hmm.
So do you say, all right, I know you guys are like really awful,
yeah.
Much like Barry Sanders was for many years on the Lions,
yeah.
Being for the horrible team, do you then ask for a trade? Or something like that. I feel like there should be a clause.
But see, then everyone's going to get traded off the crappy team and yeah. Everyone good. Now you're even crappier team.
Yeah.
That it's like super teams get built.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. Don't you have to play good for other teams to want you?
And that's, you think.
You know? See, you like know? Barry Sanders is kind of a shoe-in because it's Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, I mean, they'd lose games, but he would still get 100 yards but rushing.
As far
and
as
just
Joe, what a waste
everybody.
Of a career.
You know, but as far as like Joe Schmo playing, you know, he's got to want to play good to get recognized.
Yeah. I literally cannot name, besides like Adrian Peterson, I cannot name any players on those teams.
Yeah, you got Peterson on the Redskins, which, again, he's not what he used to be.
No, he's old.
He's getting old.
There's a guy that always goes to Wings. Whenever we, like, if we do watch a game, we'll go to Wings. And I've seen him there pretty much every time we've gone, and he's a Miami fan. And it's just, he always looks defeated. And he has he's got the jersey for Rosen. I've never even heard of the guy, their new quarterback, but he's already got his jersey. I'm
isn't that the guy that got, so he was drafted by the Cardinals.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I forgot the Cardinals had a team.
A high pick, a very high pick, a couple years ago. I think he was in the top five. And he was awful.
Yeah. He ain't doing any better now.
They started him first game of the season and then tried to get him through the season, and he just hobbled through. Well, but now they have Kyler Murray, who's doing a whole
and
lot.
And he was doing so bad that they put Fitzpatrick back in. So, anyway, that's what happened this week. And now let's talk about Monday Night Football. Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, NFC North matchup. Right now, the Packers are 3-0. After this game, they're 3-0 on there. The Lions had zero wins. They have this was the first conference game they've played all year.
Which is odd.
It is very odd.
I feel like the Bears and the Packers have already played three times.
And now, there won't be any conference games or divisional games until the end of the year, because it goes Vikings, Bears, Lions for the Packers. So all those games will be at the very end for us, which is weird. But anyway, last night the Packers won after Mason Crosby nailed a 23-yard field goal as time expired, a walk-off field goal. The Packers win 23-22. Let's talk about this game because Hunter was boo-hooing about the calls. But it does warrant.
Not just me.
All the other little whiny-ass Lions fans.
The nation.
Nation, whiny-ass. Not the Packers nation. We're talking about the win, baby. talking about the win.
Let's
talk about this because, once again, calls are being put into question. It is no secret that the league is going through some growing pains with all of these new rules. It's weird because you have a lot more roughing the passer, unnecessary roughness. You have a lot more, which, by the way, how long has it been if you do a kickoff and it doesn't go in the end zone and it goes out of bounds, you go to the 40?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Holy shit.
Some crazy rules.
I feel like they just need to put the quarterback either in a Pope Mobile or in the in the American Gladiators thing. Yep. You remember that? Yeah. Just behind the shield.
Yeah, right there. Just got him in bubble wrap. So, Hunter, do you think the Packers deserve that win?
I mean, come on. I mean, I'll say Aaron Rodgers played a fantastic game. The Green Bay Packers did not deserve to win that game last night. Aaron Rodgers played fantastic.
Because of the calls?
Because of
the calls.
And why I say that is because you can say your five things that you said earlier.
Six.
Six things. But those all had to do with Green Bay things.
Mm-hmm.
The two calls had nothing to do with the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's my...
Which basically...
Let's talk about the calls real quick in case people, if they're tuning in, they don't know. There was two... Illegal hands to the face called on the Lions. The last one was a dagger because the Lions were out of timeouts. The first one got a chance for the Packers to score. Lions got the balls back.
Yeah, they did.
they got the ball back, didn't capitalize on it. Mm-hmm. Packers got the ball with like 4 minutes and change left. Lions used all their timeouts. Final illegal hands to the face happened. Literally gave the Packers a new set of downs, and the Lions couldn't do anything. Packers were able to kneel and then kick a field goal at the very end. They were able to run the clock down with like a minute. There was like a minute 40 left.
We might have to look this up. But I think those two penalties happened on the same series, the last series. Which is huge.
No, because you said because the one got them to score. I don't think it did then.
Well, no, there were two penalties. Obviously, the two penalties, the one I'm pretty sure they are on the same series. And if that's the case, that's even worse for the Lions. That's even more of a dagger.
Well, maybe Flowers shouldn't be such a cheap player.
Oh God.
Let's hear Packers.
I mean, you saw it, right?
Oh yeah, I did.
Saw it again. I mean, come on. Can you agree?
They were bad calls. But here's in the defense that I'm going to make is football has been played the same way for 100 years. All right, we are on the 100th season of the NFL. We live in a replay world now where we break down every single play.
So
I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying it's right.
I was going to say, accept that?
So we can sit here and hem and haw. It's over and done with. The calls were made. They didn't challenge. The Lions, unfortunately, didn't have any timeouts. He could have thrown a red flag and said, I'm challenging that, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do it. So it's kind of like, all right, tough shit. It's what happens.
Right.
The Saints were robbed of a Super Bowl because of a call.
Right.
Maybe now this will get brought up and they'll make it so every team gets one offensive red flag and one defensive red flag. I don't know. Where it's at right now is the Packers won the game. It's end of story. The Lions had many chances to capitalize. I'm not going to say that two plays caused a win or not. The Lions kicked five field goals. That means they had chances five times to at least score. Two times.
I 100% agree with that.
So...
But games come down to the very end. And you know what? It's a game of chess now.
Yep.
You play the game of chess to set yourself up to win at the end of the game.
Yep.
Which I think both teams were really trying to do last
night. Yep. Now,
and if you have two calls that totally change the way the game is going.
Yep.
After you play pretty good to set yourself up for a victory,
yep.
A potential victory, which they were up.
They were up. Yep.
And you get two calls that totally give the other team a set of new downs twice, which I believe were in the same series, which is even more ridiculous. Dude, you cannot say anything about the Lions. Yes, they could have capitalized earlier, but they were still up.
They were still winning.
So they were doing what they needed to do
whether you were
to win.
Yep.
So you can't deny that.
But now we could go through the whole game. There was a couple other calls. There was a pass interference that was missed on the Lions. Do we bring that up?
There was a play where Green Bay had 13 players on the field that they just totally ignored and didn't call.
So you know all the plays that the Packers did wrong. That's pretty interesting.
I do.
But I'm saying,
well, just not me, because it's everywhere on Facebook.
There's calls, but there's calls on both sides of the ball. Now, yes, these ones happen to be deciding, but the Packers could have got that one pass interference and scored on that drive, and then it wouldn't even have been an issue. I guess what it comes down to is we can sit there and break it down.
How can you argue this? Aaron Rodgers, post-game interview, goes right up, and the first thing that comes out of his mouth is, I'm not sure if we can be happy and excited about this win, but I'm proud, blah, blah, blah. Then he went into his quarterback speech.
Yeah.
So even the man on the other side throwing the ball.
Well, because you got to look at.
The ball recognized what happened that night.
Yeah, but here's it's the same thing as Rodgers getting people when they're too many men on the field. People get mad at Rodgers all the time. Oh, it's a cheap play. He rushes up to the line and he gets them and he takes those free plays. That's playing by strategy, and penalties are part of the game.
Well, this 13 players on the field, they played the whole play.
Well, that's just shitty refereeing then.
Exactly.
That's okay, but then again, they also missed the pass interference on the Lions. So okay, let's scratched. If you miss a pass interference and you miss 13 people on the field, okay, that's on each side of the team.
Well, the pass interference against
it should have been against the Lions.
No, it's the other way.
No. That one is across the chest. Either way.
No, that was a Packer.
That was the Lions. There was a pass interference on. It wasn't called pass interference. They missed. They didn't call it. And I yelled, "Javon, throw the flag!" Anyway, what I'm looking at. Let's look at football in a whole. Each game, you have penalties on both sides. You have missed on both sides. There's stuff we don't see at all. These ones were very blatant, and that's what it gets everyone up in a tizzy. But it happens throughout the game. Now, did it decide the game? I'm going to say it definitely helped. The Packers shot themselves in the foot. Six plays. Six fucking plays that could have went totally different, and we probably wouldn't even be having this conversation if you think about that.
I'm sitting here not even a Lions fan, so yeah. let's establish
that.
I'm not even a Lions fan.
You're a football fan,
and I'm looking at football objectively.
I want to find
last
this.
Night, dude, you cannot deny that some of the most absolutely ridiculous calls that they stopped and the referee is looking directly at the guy.
But again, you're not in the ref's shoes. So it's if you're there, and that's what Booger was talking about. He's like at the first one that was called, the ref that called it was behind not Bakhtiari. What's the other guy? Anyway, but he was behind. He's like, and I could see. And Booger made this comment. He's like, I can see because he's pushing him back so far. It looks like it's on the face. Mm-hmm. So okay, then fucking get rid of the refs. Then I don't. I guess for me, it's human error, and that's part of football.
Which I understand and I agree with that. That's fine. You have to have refs on the field. There is human error, but we can fix that. It's an easy fix.
You have your little take on that. So, okay, so what it is then is the refs on the field are there strictly to blow the whistle and put the ball down.
No, I disagree with that. No, they're full-blown refs. They're doing what they're doing now. There's human error, and it happens. But at any given moment, you have an extra ref that is – so I think everybody can agree with me when something happens and they replay it on TV, that's live.
Mm-hmm.
So you watch that live. You're watching what the ref sees and what the booth sees. Boom, at that given moment.
Aaron knows what we're talking about.
At most times, I could tell you whether it's a penalty or not within two, three shots, which takes 30 seconds. So you have an extra referee. The guy in New York can call this even. I don't even care. You have an extra guy in the booth, an extra referee, who just basically calls what it is on the slow motion replay. Because that does not lie. The slow motion is just, it's the cameras now are so ridiculous. You can zoom into a guy's shoelace if you really want to.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have a guy calling it from the booth. Don't go under the hood. You don't need to go and talk to every referee on the field about what happened. They don't know. They didn't see it. Why do you have to converse with everybody? Why do you have to go under the hood? Just have some guy up in the booth calling it, boom, right there.
So for each penalty that a guy on the field calls, if the ref does, it automatically gets reviewed.
If it's controversial. So here's the thing. You know if it's controversial or not. It's
well,
an easy
if the guy's
call.
Watching every play, it doesn't matter.
Having a good judgment on calls. I mean, there's plenty of people that can do this. So what you do is if you throw a flag that's not reviewable, or no, no, what I'm saying. A penalty happens that's non-reviewable. And there's a ref in the booth who can watch it and throw a referee flag, whatever color that's going to be, green, I don't care. If he throws that flag before the next snap, play's dead. We go. The guy tells you what happens. Boom. Move the ball back 10 yards, forward 10 yards.
Yep.
What happens, happens. But you can definitely review a play in like 20 seconds.
Oh, for sure.
And well, without again,
I get what you're saying, the controversial one. So there is the first one, right?
Yeah.
Nope, that's the second one. That's the second one. Because there's only like, God, I'm trying to find the first one.
How much time is on the clock?
That one was like 2 minutes left on the clock. Illegal hands to the face.
I mean, dude, I understand that you're a diehard Packers fan, but you cannot look at that.
Well,
and
it's
say
a
shit, that
it's a shitty
fair.
Call. But
I mean, if the shoes
say fair because it doesn't matter. It's over and done.
I know it's over and done. But yeah. if the shoes were reversed, you wouldn't be sitting here fucking screaming your ass off.
Yeah, I'd be pissed
at the refs. Like
it's,
what the
it's pissed,
fuck?
But at this point though, there's what can be done at this point. And again, the human nature of football.
We're not saying to go back and change it. We're just saying it's bullshit at the time. What happened?
Yeah. There's a lot of bullshit. Shit calls. I guess just for me, it's I'm going to take the win. It sucks because again, now everyone's going to be talking about the Packers shouldn't have won. Football is not based on one single. Very, very few times is it based off of one single play, and that took me a long time to learn because people want to blame the kicker for missing a field goal, but they don't talk about the five that he made in that game. They don't talk about the six. I go look into if the Lions would have scored all the two times they're in the red zone.
I mean,
who knows?
There's an argument on both sides of that story because you can say the Lions did what they needed to do to be ahead and win.
They scored 22 points. How many of those on field goals? You know, 15
five,
of those on field goals.
There's
still points. That's great. But, you know, they wouldn't have been in that spot to where they had to hold Rodgers to it if they would have scored.
Well, you can say, 45-3 blowout, New England beats, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a couple controversial calls. Well, they should have scored 48 more points.
No, not in a close. You can't say that when it's a blowout like that. If they would have got close,
one
maybe.
Side or the other, though.
So the point is, I guess.
I mean, you're saying the Lions didn't score enough points to win because
well,
they were
no,
up
what
the
I'm
whole
saying,
game.
It'd be a different. Everyone's breaking this down because of the closeness of the game.
I'm saying the Lions aren't the greatest team in the NFL, and they worked their ass off and did what they needed to do last night to be ahead.
Yeah.
And the refs fucked them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's bad calls, and that's part of
football.
Which
is sad. That sucks.
It sucks for the Saints that
I know,
happened.
And I'm not saying and change it, but I'm saying there's an easy fix to it. It's an easy fix.
And I don't know why the NFL hasn't done it then.
I don't know either. Major League Baseball is doing robotic umpires. Mm-hmm. They're figuring it out. Shit, we have technology that can literally call it on the field at the time.
They have done things now with the challenge flag. That was new. How long have they been doing the challenge flag? Has that been?
Probably, I don't know.
It hasn't been 10 years, has it? 5 years?
It might be. I'd say over
it's
got to
be longer than five, yeah.
I'd say over five.
But they brought in the challenge flag, and the Lions had a chance, but they didn't have any timeouts left. And, you know,
I will say one thing about the Lions that they fucking shot themselves in the foot plenty of times.
Yeah.
They have not thrown that red flag multiple times when they should have.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what Patricia's doing.
Well, but
holding
it's dangerous.
On to that
it's dangerous because you lose a timeout if you don't do it right.
But damn, dude, they lost to Kansas City because of it because they didn't throw that red flag.
Yep.
They just accepted a third and eight pass interference non-call. Which was so blatantly obvious. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Throw the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just holding on to the damn
thing. Well, and you also look at it, too, is like early on, there's times where you want them to challenge, but it's early in the game. Why challenge? Or your field position or, you know, whatever. If you got, you know.
Right. All I'm saying is there's enough time between a play ending and them snapping the ball, even if they do a hurry-up offense. There is still enough time for somebody in that booth to see that review. As a referee review, not somebody on each side of the team, because there are people up in the booth reviewing that from the Lions, from the Packers.
Yep.
But they need a referee who can do that in the time of the next snap. And it's easy as fuck. There's plenty of time for it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you just have another flag on the field. So this ref calls down, hey, you fucked that up.
Mm-hmm.
You blew it. Throw that green flag now before they snap it. And we're going to make it right. Well,
we can
make it right.
I think you can
and,
do
and
it.
And then there's no argument. Then there's no then legitimately the Packers win. Then you can be fuck the Lions. The Packers won legit. And you know, vice versa. Either way it goes.
Well, yeah, for sure. And that and you could change and that that will completely change the game of football. That will,
I, and
that
I
will
think
completely,
that's how it should be.
I think so. I mean, I definitely agree with where you're at.
And
I
the
guess there's
only
a,
argument against it is it's going to make gameplay too long.
No, no, because it's no. Because what you said, it would only be for controversial plays. It well, actually, for every penalty, you have a guy like you said that's quick. I get that. That's I don't think it'll make it. Maybe will make gameplay maybe a little bit longer, but no different than all the time we sit there and wait and watch the replay over and over and over again, which I'm also getting fucking sick of because what they do is they fill all this time just over and over. It's like, okay, we saw him make the catch.
You can,
it's
you can
a catch,
tell,
you know what
you
I mean?
You can tell in two angles.
Yeah.
Two, three angles is all you need.
Well, actually,
I mean, and
the
and,
that one touchdown, actually the only touchdown that the Lions had, that running one, I still don't think he was in, but there was no good angle. Every time you watch, like, well, fuck, I don't know. Not that, because that was right in there.
Yeah, they had the spider cam right over
you
top.
You couldn't even
too.
Tell with the spider cam.
Which is weird, because the spider cam was, it looked like it was like a yard or two back, so you didn't get the full, like,
that
legit
one was
angle.
So tough. Like, and again, I'm as a Packers fan, I'm going to say no to get it, but also just as a football fan, I'm like, I don't think he crossed the plane. But that one right there, that is a tough call to make. Mm-hmm. And how do you get past that? Maybe put a tracking chip in the ball. And so you know if it crosses the plane.
I mean, there's ways.
You know?
There's ways to do it, man.
And it will be. We'll see the ways. We'll see the game change. I think we can wrap it up with this: is that anybody on their team that gets the win is going to be like, that's what it is. That's where I'm at right now. And until they change it, I'm going to take the win because that's where it's at.
I mean, you think any Saints fan last night was like, yeah, that was a good. You know, call or fair game.
No,
whatever
what Saints fans are going to say is that's what happened to us. We got fucked over too. Blah blah blah. And we can end with this too: is the Packers play the Lions again. So we'll figure it out then. And at that point, it's over and done with.
Mm-hmm. Someone probably calling me saying, I can hear you down below. Hold on, let me take this real quick.
Hello.
Oh, it's a bill collector. I ain't paying you.
I ain't paying. We could sit here and just go in circles and circles. Packers won. The call was blown.
Okay.
Whatever. The game could have went either way.
How about this?
Yeah.
Are you still going to talk trash about the Lions?
They're a good team, but also, too, I'm more mad at us for not blowing them out because we shot ourselves in the foot
so much. All in all, I mean, dude, I'm saying this as a football fan. I'm not a huge fan of, you know, I'm not a diehard on either side.
Yep.
But after last night's game, you almost like, damn, dude, either this division is ridiculous or some people need to figure some shit out.
Here,
because there are teams out there, man, that are just ridiculous.
Take this away. Take away all of Green Bay's mistakes. Our defense shut them down either way.
Right.
Defense didn't make any mistakes.
Right.
Defense was great and held them to field goal after field goal after field goal. Now, you still score points that way, but if our offense would have stopped fucking around, we had, and again, I'll just, for all the Packers fans out there, Aaron Jones fumbled. Shepard dropped that punt. Shepard dropped that one ball. Jones had that one. Dude, the easiest goddamn catch he could have made
in the beginning there.
Dude, that's all points right there on the board. Yeah. So I'm actually more mad that I was ready for us to, and we would have, if our offense could have scored like we wanted to score.
It could have been a blowout.
Because our defense shut him down. He kept him from scoring.
I called it last night, too. I told my brother, I'm like, dude, it's either going to be two things. It's going to be a blowout, and I'm sorry, it's not going to be in your favor. Or it's going to be a close game, and if Aaron Rodgers has the ball last, I'm sorry, brother.
If it wasn't for our epic mistakes, I think we would have spanked them real good. And again, I just look at it because our defense has been keeping us in ball games, which is nice to have for the first time in a long fucking time, actually having a decent defense. So, I mean, we did it against Dallas. We did it against the Lions. The only ones we had a hard time with was the Eagles, and the Eagles are just fucking insane this year.
Another thing too, you got to think about that next time they play. That's going to be in the back of everybody's brain.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, I think it's going to be a tougher roundabout next for Green Bay next time because of shit like that.
Last game of the year too, and it all depends on how the teams are doing, what kind of shape they're in. Our defense could get beat up. Our offense could get beat up. The Lions could get beat up.
A couple post game interviews on the Detroit locker room that you could just tell that there was like. They didn't want to talk, and there was definitely some animosity. There was like, I don't know. It's just, it was, well, it was a weird vibe.
There's gonna be. There's gonna be. And I guess it's just you. It sucks. But until the NFL comes back and says no, it shouldn't have been that way. I mean, it's
just so much better when it's a legit.
Oh, for sure. And believe me, that's
more black and white that way. Where it's like, yeah, dude, you guys beat us, man.
Yep.
You know where it sucks that it comes down to. I mean, literally, you can be on either side and argue either side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like you said, there's no. I mean, the end is the end. We know Green Bay won.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, the people are still talking about the Saints and that thing. You know, they should have went to the Super Bowl. They could have won the Super Bowl. And they're still talking about it.
You talk about the Packers-Eagles game. Was it a catch? Wasn't it a catch? Blah, blah, blah. People are going to be talking about blown calls and, for fucking ever.
You know, and another thing that pisses people off about, like, the situation last night is the refs have the ability to pull flags.
Mm-hmm.
So they throw a flag, they get together, they can say, you know, no, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. You know, and it's like, sometimes it's almost like there's so much pressure. You know, we can't talk too much shit because we're not refs, man.
No,
we're not,
I would never want
we're
that.
We're not in that situation.
I would never want
but
that.
But there's got to be so much pressure from one side or the other. You know, when you throw a flag, it's like, oh, shit, you know, I went for it. I just got to kind of lean into it. I'm going for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to where if you had another ref in the booth at that point, radioing down to the main ref, hey, you blew it. Throw that green flag. You blew it. You know, let's save our ass. Because I'm pretty sure it's like one guy runs a crew of refs. So they should have that main guy, the boss ref, up top watching all the time.
Well,
it's just a weird situation, man, that I really think could be easily fixed. And they're so, like, worried about these stupid little factors that really aren't going to change much.
Mm-mm.
But just make it more fair. You know, who cares if it's a robot ref in the game? If it's fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, it's
you know, and on top of that, if it's a robot, you can take it out back afterwards and beat the fuck out of it.
You dumb shit!
You know, and be okay with it, you know? I just think there needs to be a few changes, and it's only going to take just a few changes. They just need to lean into it.
Well, and that's then they changed the rule because of the Saints.
I mean, I literally think AI could ref games just from the cameras. I know somebody could make a program to where you could tell. I mean, you could put sensors in the field. They're already doing everything to the pylons. You know, put sensor in a ball, put it in the fields. I mean, there's so many solutions. We have so many routes we could go to where we wouldn't have to be talking about this.
Well, until that day comes, people are going to blow calls. People are going to be pissed about calls.
Mm-hmm.
People get pissed about calls even that are good calls.
Yeah.
People get mad about that. So, Packers are 5-1. I'll take it. Lions are 2-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And 0-1 in the conference, and Packers are 3-0 in the conference.
Patriots still undefeated.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that. It's already annoying that everyone's questioning my Packers all the time. So we won't even get into the Patriots
schedule. Aren't they the
schedule.
Only undefeated team in the league?
Again, when you look at the goddamn schedule, yes, it's easy to be undefeated.
Didn't Tom throw it for like nearly 400 yards the other day?
Against who did they play?
Ooh.
Who'd they play?
Ooh, I don't know, a team in the NFL.
Who'd they play?
I have no idea. I just know that they're going to win.
Yeah, good.
They're just so fucking good.
I'm done with this podcast. So thanks everyone for listening. Appreciate it. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Go Pats, go.